Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and as usual, I am just so excited to gather with each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just say thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you are currently doing. And thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do with us and through us in this earthly realm. So, you know, I don't know where you're at right now, but wherever you're at, just give God a hand clap of praise or give God a shout of praise right now just to say thank you, God, for expanding my lungs and breathing breath down my lungs and just allowing me to wake up this morning. I don't know if you all know, maybe you do, but I sure do know that I don't take it for granted that I am here another day, that I'm here to give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, that I am here to do whatever he has called me to do in this earthly realm. So if you are here and you are happy that you are alive and well, and listen, if you are don't feel as though you're well, let me tell you, you are well. Just declare and decree that you are well right now in Jesus' name, okay? All right, so yes, that song for the jam session was entitled All My Help. I was going to say All of My Help, but My Help. It's entitled My Help. And that song was so on my spirit this morning. And I was just like, oh, Lord, yes, this is the song that we're going to play. And this is the scripture that we are going to get into this morning for the prayer call. Okay. So the song was called My Help. And so that entire song is about Psalms 121. Again, Psalms 121. And I'm going to just reiterate what it says to you. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip, meaning he will not allow you to just fall down flat on your face. Can we just give God a hand clap of praise for that? I mean, a lot of us have felt like we have fallen short. We all fall short of the glory of God. But the good news is that he just not going to let us stay there. He is not going to let us stay there. And so if you understand who your Heavenly Father is, you understand that you can choose to stay there, but you can also choose to allow God to intervene, right? Allow God to intervene into any situation you may find yourself in. I don't care if it's in your career, your business, or just life in general. God will intervene, and he will do it divinely as only he can. And so after it states he will not allow your foot to slip, it also states in the scripture, he who keeps you will not slumber. Ooh, I got to say that again. It says, he who keeps you will not slumber. If you understand what the word slumber means, slumber, you know how we have slumber parties, all of that. It means sleepover. That means the Lord will not go to sleep on your issues. The Lord will not go to sleep on you. The only person that, or the only thing that's sleeping on you sometimes is you, or the only thing that's sleeping on you sometimes is man, or your coworkers, or leadership, or all of those things. They could be sleeping on your gifts, sleeping on what you have to offer in the workforce, sleeping on what you have to offer in services in your businesses, sleeping on what all you have to bring within this earthly realm. So many people can be sleeping on you, but guess who does not sleep on you? The Lord. The Lord, it says, he who keeps you will not slumber. God will not slumber on you. He will not sleep on you. If you give it to him, meaning if you surrender your issues, surrender your heart, surrender whatever it is that is consuming your mind to him, he will not sleep on it. He will not sleep on it. He will respond. Trust and believe, because the word says that his word does not return to us void. His word will not return to us void, meaning his word will not return to us empty. There is an expectation that God is going to move on our behalf. And so the good news is he will not go to sleep on us. He will not go to sleep on our issues, but he is working it out for our good, right? And so it also states that, behold, he who keeps Israel with you will not slumber. And then it goes on to talk about the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. And then it says, the Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. And so God is a protector. I know all of us should confess with our mouths right now that I declare, decree, and thank God for being the protector over my life, over my family, over wherever I go. God, thank you for protecting me, shielding me from all hurt, harm, or danger. It states, God is our protector from all evil. He will keep your life. And so as we go forth and conquer throughout our work week, as we go forth and do everything that God has asked us to do in this earthly realm, we know that God is our protector. He is our covering. And so we just thank God right now for the hedge of protection, a special hedge of protection that he has given us for such a time as this, because it's sometimes that we may be in traffic driving and we don't know why so much traffic for whatever reason, but God could be blocking us from something down the road. We don't know. So we just thank God for protecting us. We thank God for shielding us. We thank God for protecting us from danger, seen and unseen. Seen and unseen. But God, we thank you right now for the unseen, because it's like, woo, woo, God, listen, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why this is happening, but I thank you right now for shielding me. Every time I go past an accident or anything, or even when I see like a ambulance passing me, I always say, in the name of Jesus. Like, I don't even know what the issue could be or whatever, but I know when I call on the name of Jesus, on period, demons tremble, right? A spirit of peace just comes over me when I just call and confess or profess the name of Jesus, right? And so when I pray that simple prayer, which is in the name of Jesus, I just believe and choose to believe and know that peace will come to those that may be in that situation or may be in that ambulance or whatever, what have you. So I was taught that long, long time ago, right? Long, long time ago. In one of my, I was going to a Christian school when I was a little girl, and my second grade teacher, she always taught us, because we always would hear like the fire trucks and the ambulance come past and things like that. And she said, every time you hear that, you say in the name of Jesus, because you do not know what is going on. But you know, when you call in the name of Jesus, guess what? Ooh, demons tremble. Guess what? It's like an instant peace. It's an instant peace that is just in the air, right? And I just can't explain it, right? But that is what happens. You may not feel it right then and there, but I guarantee God is on the move. God is moving and working. And you are literally praying, not for yourself, but you're praying for the other person that is on the other side of that, or in that ambulance, or within that situation. And so going on with the scripture, it states, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, everything that you do from this time forth and forever. Ooh, I don't know about y'all, but that right there speaks so deeply to my spirit. It says, I'm going to say it again, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, everything that you do. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible on this scripture, Psalms 121. From this time forth and forever. Ooh, yes. So everything that you do, the Lord is guarding you. The Lord, again, is protecting you. The Lord is by your side, period. It's so oftentimes I hear people all the time complain about, you know, their situations they may be going through within their career journey. But I want to encourage you to tap into our Heavenly Father, tap into your word and understand that, yes, this situation may be going on, but I know I serve a God that is great. I serve a God that is there for me, that is protecting me. And I serve a God that cares about what I am going through. And so when you find yourselves in those situations at the job, when you find yourselves in those situations in life in general, or maybe within your business, just take a breather, breathe in, breathe out. I mean, I'm not talking about like the normal breathe in, breathe out, but take a deep breath, breathe in, breathe out, say a nice prayer, just an easy prayer, like, God, fix it. Because I say that all the time, like, God, fix it. God, fix it. I'll be on the phone with somebody. I'll be just in my house, or I'll be on the call or something, and it just sounds like chaos on the other side of the phone. I'm like, God, fix it. God, fix it. It could be something so a simple prayer like that. It doesn't have to be long, drawn out, or anything, but the Lord hears you. He will hear your cry. He will hear you, his faithful servants, because that's what you are, his faithful servants, he will hear you crying out for his help, and going back, because we already established where our help comes from in the beginning. Your help comes from the Lord. Your help comes from the Lord. And so, in conclusion, we're always crying out for help. We're always going to God and saying, God, help. And that should be the first stop on your road to, okay, I need some help, period. I don't care if it's like, oh, I need some help in my health. Oh, I need some help in my finances. Oh, I need some help in my family. Oh, I need some help on the job. Oh, I need some help on how to figure out how to even talk to so-and-so at the job, or so-and-so in my family. I need help, Lord. Give me my help. You say you are my help. Be my help. Guide my tongue on how I speak. Let it come out articulately, God, in the name of Jesus. It's those prayers. It's those thoughts. It's our thought life, too, in how we speak about ourselves and speak about others, too, in certain situations. And so when we find ourselves in those situations, again, understand your help comes from the Lord, period, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not wait on you. He will not sleep on you. He will not sleep on you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you, meaning he is always there by your side. He is guarding your coming in and your coming out. You're coming in and you're coming out. Let me say it the way the scripture says it. He's guarding your going out and your coming in. Everything that you do. Not just, on the job. Not just in your family, in your household, in your finances, but in everything that you do. Everything. The word everything is all encompassing on what we do in our life. Everything. Everything. Not just one thing, but everything. Right? Everything. And so I really pray that word resonated with you all this morning. And I want to challenge you all. I want to challenge you all during this season to ask yourself what it is that you feel as though you can't go to God about. What is it that you feel as though you can't go to God about? Is it something that's going on in your career journey? Is it something that's going on in your life journey? Is it something that's going on in your business journey? It's just like, I really have not gone to God about that, but I need to. So I want to challenge yourself about that very thing. Challenge yourself, ask yourself that thing, or ask yourself, what is it that I have not gone to God about? Or what is it that I don't feel as though I need to go to God about, but I just need to handle it on my own? Let me tell you, handling it on your own, that will set you back a lot of steps. Not a few steps, but a lot of steps, okay? So just go ahead and call on the name Jesus right now and say, hey God, hey, it's me, your faithful servant. What do I need to do in this situation? Simple as that. What do I need to do in this situation? And you ask it in a way, you're standing on this word of what Psalms 121 states. And it states, my help comes from the Lord, period. We're just going to stand on that right there. That simple phrase, my help comes from the Lord. And because you understand that, or because you will start to understand it as you gain your relationship or get in better relationship with God, you will see how God will reveal certain things to you and will confirm what your next step should be in whatever you're asking him to reveal or asking him to answer for you. All right. Whew. All right, y'all. I pray that you take my challenge on this week. I would love to hear from you on how that is going. So definitely feel free to email me at crystal@theyoubrandacademy.com. And yeah. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for whatever you have touched and whispered in their ears about, God, on what they should be doing in this earthly realm, God. I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for anointing them from the head, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. I thank you for guarding them, protecting them everywhere that they go, Lord. Protecting them in every vehicle that they may be going in, whether it's their own vehicle, whether it's someone else's vehicle, whether it's a train, a plane, or whatever, God. I thank you for guarding their front, their back, their side to side, God, their top, their bottom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you continuously dispatch your angels to surround their atmosphere, their environment, God, wherever they may be at this appointed time, God. I thank you for always being in the midst, God, being in the midst of their situation, even though they may not see that you're there right now or feel that you're there right now. Lord, we just declare and decree that you are there and you will reveal your glory by and by as we continue to stand on your word, God, stand on your word that says our help comes from you. It comes from you. Our help doesn't come from our coworkers, our bosses, or anybody else. Yes, they may be used as a resource, but God, you are the source. You are the source. So we acknowledge that. We acknowledge that you are the source, God. And we thank you for always showering your blessings upon us, always showering your favor, your mercy upon us, God, in any given situation in our careers, in our businesses, and in our life in general, God. We just pray right now for the boldness, God, the boldness to ask you, the boldness and the courage to continuously ask you and to talk with you, pray to you, God, pray without ceasing. That's what your word says. So, God, we just thank you for the boldness and the courage to just utter out things that we have never uttered to you before and ask you to simply, God, how do I handle this situation on the job? How do I handle this situation? How do I talk to so-and-so? Give me the words to articulate, God, in this situation, to articulate my thoughts, to articulate a plan. Give me a plan, God, in order to be the solution to some whatever someone else's issue may be, in the name of Jesus. I just believe that so strongly for someone, for someone on this call right now, that you're just like waiting for a solution. But God is waiting for you to simply ask. Asking is a strategy. Asking God is a strategy. Let's just be clear, right? Asking God is a strategy. So let's use the strategy. Use it. Allow your people to use the ask strategy boldly, unapologetically, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let them know that you are their Heavenly Father and you care for what they are going through in this season. You care for them. Let them understand that they are not alone. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So God, we continuously stand on those promises of God. We stand on your promises, Lord, and we believe and apply pressure to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and wait in expectation for you to move, just move on our behalf in any given situation we may find ourselves. So God, we thank you. God, we love you. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise forever and ever. Amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.